The book of Peter talks about a royal holy nation. Holy means to be set apart for God. A lot of people in America believe in Jesus. A lot of people go to church, Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, whatever flavor. That's not how you gain eternal life or enter the kingdom of God. Those are man-made religious systems. To be holy is to repent because of what Christ has done, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, and to live a life that's separate for him, to be sanctified unto him, to be the spotless bride, as he is the bridegroom, walking in blameless ways. That's what is the sign of a saint of God, is to be seeking holiness and righteousness. But if you live after the pattern of this world, that would be carnality and flesh, not holiness, not righteousness, not truth, not spirit. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. So consider that word holy. Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no one will see God. Americans don't seek holiness. They seek entertainment. The God of this world is entertainment. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the God of this world. But God's kingdom comes in the heart of his people that seek him with all that they are. They're willing to lose their life to follow him. And he alone can make us holy. He alone can make us ready for the call of eternity. But the judgment will come on most all people. Few will find eternal life. Calling Americans to repentance. Lose your life today. Don't be entertaining yourself in the ways of the world. Seek Christ in spirit and truth. Be made into a holy vessel for the glory of the King of Kings.